Welcome to Spiritually Fierce, the podcast. I am your host, Dr. Ricky Jane Adams, principal and founder of the Institute for Intuitive Intelligence and creator of the Spiritually Fierce movement. Spiritually Fierce is not just a phrase. It is a movement of awakening consciousness of which we are all a part, if we want to be. In each episode, we'll explore what it means to be spiritually fierce, how to become it, and why it is the revolution in consciousness that will save the world. Join me and my fierce guests for deep conversations on spirituality beyond the trinkets and superstitions of the new age that will support you to increase your power to serve. Part two of What's the Big Effing Deal About Intuition on Spiritually Fierce, the podcast. This is our third season. And as I said, it is all me, all season, talking about intuition and specifically non-local intuition, or what I call intuitive intelligence. And in our episode last week, we were talking about biological forms of intuition. And whilst they're really cool, as I articulated, it isn't really the kind of intuition. There are levels within biological intuition, but it isn't really what I am excited about offering to the world. And that's because it's kind of already done. When people talk about intuition in the media or in Forbes, or, you know, when they say that scientific experiments have been done, you know, in the mainstream, they're usually referring to biological forms of intuition. And for me, I see that whilst it's important that we acknowledge this, and in fact, we should be educating our kids from birth that this is innate within us, what gets me really juicy and excited is non-local intuition. So I'm holding my latest book, Superconscious Intuition, in my hot little hands because I'm actually going to read some of this to you, which is very cool. Kills two birds with one stone because I have not yet done the audiobook for Superconscious Intuition, but also because it's really articulate in explaining the science of superconsciousness or non-local intuition. And why I want you to have this information is because I do not want us to stay in this new age ghetto, minimizing and reducing the power of what our intuition is and believing it belongs to the trinkets and the superstitions of the new age, when in fact it is quantum in nature and it is the language of consciousness. And when we are conversant in our non-biological forms of intuition, we are accessing superconsciousness, hence the name of the book, Superconscious Intuition. So I want to read a little bit to you, and as I do, I'm going to riff off that because they'll inevitably be things that I want to say about what I've written, and really take us on a journey for the next 20 minutes or so into understanding non-local, non-dualistic intuition. So if you are following along at home, I am reading from chapter 2, The Science of Superconsciousness, and it begins with a quote from Pam Grout. God is the ceaseless longing to become all that you can be. Is there a way to have a conversation about intuition that goes beyond spiritual trinkets and superstitions? When we look to the science, there is. Our innate ability to understand and connect with one another beyond the dominant five senses, in other words, to activate our intuitive intelligence, is explained by science in many ways. But I want to share two key areas that demonstrate how our biology is the technology of our intuition. So what I want to say here is, because last week was all about the biological forms of intuition, what I want us to know and understand is that our biology is the technology that we need to go to these higher states of intuition as well. So it's not about overcoming our humanity. It's the opposite of that. It's recognizing that this incredible tech in the form of our physical biology is the gateway to the God mind. And so often that spiritual paradox is, you know, overcome your humanity in order to reach your divinity. And intuition is literally showing us that we can't have one without the other, not while we're in this human form. And why would we want to not be? until we, you know, enlightened. But anyway, that's another story. So the first key area is intuitive intelligence is an intelligence based on the inherent interconnectedness of all consciousness and our capacity to attune to non-local and acausal consciousness with focused intention and attention. Stay with me. We produce electromagnetic fields made up of vibrating particles that communicate with everything around us far beyond our physical limits because of this fact. And we start to see that in that energetic sensitivity that I talked about in regards to our biology, but it goes beyond even that electromagnetic or pranamaya kosha body. Number two, we have a little brain in our heart, which sends more information to the cranial brain than the other way around. Intuitive intelligence is a function of the heart brain. Not the third eye, in case you were thinking that was where it belonged. A cluster of 40,000 neural cells in the anatomical heart that is precognizant and with an electromagnetic field 500 times greater than the cranial brain. Okay, first of all, that might be enough mind-blowing information for you right there. The third eye isn't the center of our intuitive knowing. No, but it does play a part. And the heart brain sends more information to the cranial brain than the other way around? You mean it's not just a pump for blood around the body? No, it isn't. It does do that, but that's about 5% of its function because the blood cells actually have their own centrifugal force. They actually move themselves around the body. So why this matters is because when we don't know the seat of our intuition, we will be going to that secondary power source. In this case, that is the third eye. So you can think of the third eye as the periscope of the heart. The heart is what receives the intuition, the non-local intuition, and the third eye is what interprets it. It is the symbolic sight. So when we start to interpret the energy that's coming from superconsciousness through our heart, it is put into language, symbol, visuals, imagery, words, you know, thoughts, however you receive your intuition, in order for us to be able to make sense of it. Otherwise, we wouldn't speak at all. We would just radiate the energy of this incredible superconsciousness that's pouring into our hearts. But most of us don't have that telepathic power just yet, so we wouldn't get very far. As a result of these two biological premises, we have access to intuitive intelligence or our non-local intuition, which simultaneously contributes to self-reliance and a deep sense of connection to others. How is that so? Let's look at the science. Let me just clean my glasses. So what we're saying there is that the self-reliance comes from that realization that there is absolutely nothing outside of you that is going to increase your intuition. Nothing in the 3D world, nothing in the dream. The only thing that will increase your intuition is to increase your access to superconsciousness through the heart brain. The other part of that is the recognition of the quantum fact that all is one. So when we're talking about a sense of connection, then that recognition that all is one is the most profound sense of connection. And we often say that, connection is the antidote to the suffering world. And even the idea that connection is the antidote to addiction, for example, that if we have established connection in a profound way, whether that's through community or relationships or whatever, then we are able to offset or negate the negative side effects of lack of connection. But I think the idea of connection here goes much further than that. It is really about that recognition that I am that is me. There is no separation. And when we're in that sense of connection, yeah, it's cool and fun to have other people around us and to have community and all of those things. But without that deep seat of connection within us, all the rest of it's going to feel fairly superficial. So at the quantum level, subatomic particles are ripples in an electromagnetic field. The ripples create those fields. subatomic particles, which are the tiniest, tiniest, tiniest measurable aspect of us, are not particles at all, but waves of motion that move in a field. So everything generates a field from the subatomic particle to the entire universe, right? So there is nothing that isn't pure vibration, in other words, and producing fields, and those fields are in communication. We are fields within fields within fields. And these fields of motion influence everything around us. And we started looking at this with the biological form of intuition of energetic sensitivity, that when we're in proximity to anything, we are influencing and influenced by that field. And then we wonder why we're picking up all this stuff from others that doesn't feel good to be in, because it actually isn't our stuff. And we don't do our energy hygiene, so we're left with all of that crap. There's all sorts of things I could say about that, but I'm going to continue because I want us to have this definition. So our field is influencing the field of the universe and the field of the person next to us, and that's where we're getting non-local. So it's not about proximity to someone or something anymore. When we're in our non-local or superconscious intuition, we are influencing the field of all consciousness because we recognize the truth that I am that. We're overcoming the separation mentality. So we know that there is a unified field connecting everything. This is quantum physics. And we can learn to actively connect with this non-local field to guide our lives and have access to the information we need at any moment. Hence the reason there is not a single thing outside of you that you need, because you are the whole freaking cosmos. All right. And we do this by learning to privilege our heart brain. Our heart is the communication portal to the quantum field because it generates the largest electromagnetic field of any part of the human body. The heart is so much more than a muscle that pumps blood. I'm going to tell you something very cool here about the function or the development of the heart from conception. So when a new life is conceived in utero, something remarkable happens around day 17 of gestation. A cluster of cells appears from somewhere in the womb that moves into the primitive kidney bean shape of the new life forming down the primitive space that will become the throat. This small cluster of cells moves into the primitive branches of what will become the lungs, and the heartbeat begins. So there's been a lot of research about what signals the body to start producing a heart. And it has been discovered that the heart is not normal cells, but something called ID proteins. And ID proteins are not DNA. They do not come from mum. They do not come from dad. They are protein cells that have no genetic makeup. There's nothing in them that says become a heart, like all the other cells that express become a finger, become a kidney, become a toe. They're random proteins, and their job is to be the glue. They take other cells in the body and glue them together to create the heart. So scientists have no idea from where the ID protein originates. It's not in the eggs, it's not in the sperm. All that is known is that they come from the environment in which the embryo is growing. So ID proteins come from the womb. They come from the uterine space, and not only when and only when an embryo needs a heart. So we cannot go into the uterus and harvest ID proteins when a woman is not pregnant. They are only generated by the womb when an embryo requires a heart. Wow. So our heart is our connection to our non-local intuition, or to our superconsciousness, or to our God self. And its origins are literally a scientific mystery and a mystical wonder. Our heart is not an anatomical pump that pumps blood around our body, because blood has its own propulsion mechanism. The heart simply does not have enough size to move all the blood around required for a human to function. Our heart, we know now, is our connection to the God mind. It's where we go to tap into all of this super consciousness, and its origins are truly a wonder. The heart is the bridge between the local and non-local fields. It possesses a profound and undervalued form of intelligence. The electrical signal produced by the heart is 100 times stronger than any other part of our body because of all the electrical conductivity that happens in the heart. The heart's magnetic field is 100 times bigger than the field produced by the brain. we're seeing that our inbuilt biology is primed at the center of our being to attune us to the one mind more effectively than any other part of our physical anatomy. So even though we're not talking about biological forms of intuition, it is our biology that will give us access to that infinite consciousness. The heart brain is the best point of connectivity to that one mind, to the field that contains all information. It's like it was literally made to do it, right? And we're like, oh, it's a pump. It pumps blood around the body. It's old science. It's out of date. We need to start changing our mind and have different conversations about this because we are literally missing the point. In a study by HeartMath psychophysiologist Roland McCratty in 2004, it was found that a participant's heart rate significantly slowed before a future emotional picture was shown to the participant, that while both the heart and brain receive and respond to intuitive information, the heart appears to receive that information first. The HeartMath Institute study suggests that the heart is the main conduit that connects us to the quantum field and that it is the heart that then relays intuitive information to the brain. HeartMath researcher Raymond Bradley designed experiments to understand the success of repeat entrepreneurs. The study discovered that the entrepreneurs' passionately focused attention directed to an object of interest, for example, a future business opportunity, attuned the bio-emotional energy generated by the body's psychophysiological systems to a domain of quantum holographical information, which contains implicit energetically encoded information. That's a quote. What does it mean? In layman's terms, this means that when we focus our feeling state, we tune into a domain beyond the world of the senses, described here as quantum holographic information, that contains information that is energetically encoded. And there's so many examples I could give you of this from my own life, and I'm sure that you have them too, but I'll share one from my own son's life. I recall a night several years ago when my son, now 15, was terribly out of sorts. He was oppositional and angry and rejected all forms of attention. Eventually, as he crawled into bed, he said to me, "I'm sad because something is wrong with Ebony." Ebony, his little sister, who lived across town with their dad, had just been admitted to hospital with a severe infection of the salivary glands that caused her face and neck to swell and triggered a great deal of pain. Back at our house, we weren't yet privy to that information, but my son knew something was up. I sent his dad a message to console him and didn't think about it again. The following day, we found out that my son was, of course, right. Ebony fully recovered, but this direct experience of my son's intuition left me deeply contemplative about the inherent interconnectedness of all consciousness. My son's love for his sister, passionately focused attention, gave him access to knowledge about his sister non-locally through the quantum holographical information field that had not yet been shared with us locally by the telephone. The holographic nature of consciousness explains how my son could know what his sister was experiencing. Oh my goodness, there is so much more in there, but I'm going to leave it there because I did promise you shorter episodes. And, you know, as I said, I could give you all the science, and I am not a scientist, so I need story to understand the science, but it is out there. And understanding our quantum nature for me is often best done through understanding the Hermetic laws. And I think I'm going to write a note to myself. We'll make episode three, the Hermetic laws. So that'll be next week. And these are ancient laws that come from the god Hermes or Thoth, depending on whether you follow the Greek or Egyptian mythology, and have been handed down and were handed down orally for centuries until they were transcribed in the early 20th century and published in the Kybalion. These Hermetic laws are pretty much what quantum physics is proving to us today. But we are a slow moving behemoth as a society and culture, and in the West, overcoming our belief in Newtonian science as dominant is one of the great tragedies and is one of the reasons why I keep seeing, you know, really well-meaning people say, "I'm going to do distance healing." I'm like, that is literally impossible. when you understand the true nature of reality. And yet we still sit inside of these illusions of time and space and of separation mentality. And it's frustrating for me as an educator in this space to see people perpetuating these myths, not because they're bad, but because they haven't got the information. And that information must be passed on. That's why I'm here. That's why I have this podcast. That's why I write these books. That's why I train incredible people in my institute. The time for that consciousness revolution is here. And I am so excited to be able to share that with you. Thank you for letting me be ranty and passionate and read some of the book to you. Next time, Hermetic Laws, making a note of it. Very excited. So much love to you all. In 2022, the Institute for Intuitive Intelligence is bringing you a whole new way to get qualified as a professional intuitive. The Intuitive Intelligence Method Accreditation is a 100-hour training program, including personal development, professional development, and spiritual development, that will take your skills as an intuitive to the level of superconscious. This program is available online and in person across a range of different dates and deliveries in 2022 and 2023. We'd love for you to head to the instituteforintuitiveintelligence.com to find out more about how you can get qualified faster and more efficiently to increase your power to serve.